Form W-129G, LLF, revision date 12-8-15.
New York City Human Resources Administration, Department of Social Services, Family Independence Administration, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Documentation Guide. In order for us to determine your eligibility for SNAP benefits, we need you to give us proof of the SNAP eligibility factors that follow. The suggested documentation and helpful hints in this guide will help you to give us the proof we need to determine your SNAP eligibility. If we determine that you are eligible for SNAP under the expedited processing rules, we can issue your benefits even if you only verify your identity. However, before we can give you more SNAP benefits, you must verify the other eligibility factors for yourself and any other household members. If you are applying for SNAP benefits by mail or fax, please send us copies of your documentation to help us determine your SNAP eligibility as fast as possible. Eligibility factor. Identity. Must be established and documented for the person making the application. Suggested documentation. Photo ID. Driver's license, U.S. passport, naturalization certificate, hospital, doctor's records, adoption papers, birth certificate, baptismal certificate, voter registration card. Helpful tips. Any of these documents that lists the person's date of birth can also be used to verify age. In addition, a U.S. passport or naturalization certificate can also be used to verify citizenship if we ask you for proof. Eligibility factor, residence. Must prove that each person who is applying for SNAP benefits resides at the address listed on the application. Suggested documentation, current lease, current rent receipt listing name and address of renter, statement from the landlord or primary tenant, mortgage records, school records. Helpful tips. If a statement from the landlord or primary tenant lists all the household members, it can also be used to document household composition. Eligibility factor. Household composition, size. Must provide verification of how many persons reside in the household. Suggested documentation. Statement from non-relative landlord. Statement from community organization. Statement from non-household member. Helpful tips. Statement should contain the names of all persons in the household and can also be used to provide residence. Eligibility factor. Age. Must provide verification of age for all persons applying for SNAP benefits. Suggested documentation. Birth certificate, baptismal certificate. Helpful tips. A birth certificate can also be used to establish and document identity and citizenship status. Eligibility factor. Social Security number. Must provide a Social Security number for each person in your household who is applying for SNAP benefits, or proof that one has been applied for. Suggested documentation. Social Security card. Official correspondence from the Social Security Administration, SSA. Helpful hints. If you give us the Social Security number for each person in your household, you do not need to provide a Social Security card. Eligibility factor, citizenship. Citizenship must be documented only if it is questionable. Suggested documentation, birth certificate, hospital records, U.S. passport, military service records, naturalization certificate. Helpful tips, birth certificates, hospital records, U.S. passport, and naturalization certificate can also be used to provide identity and age. Eligibility factor, immigration status. Immigration status must be documented for non-citizens applying for SNAP benefits. Suggested documentation. USCIS documentation, for example, a green card, stamped visa. Evidence of continuous residence in the U.S. since prior to 1-1-72. Eligibility factor. Earned income. If any of the household members applying for SNAP benefits are employed, the gross earnings, before any deductions, frequency, and number of hours worked must be documented. Suggested documentation. Current pay stubs, pay envelopes, letter from employer listing gross earnings, frequency, and number of hours worked, current income tax returns, if self-employed, records and related materials concerning earnings and expenses. Helpful tips. You should verify the income you received in the last 30 days. Eligibility factor. Unearned income. If any of the household members applying for SNAP benefits are in receipt of unearned income, the type of income, amount, and frequency must be documented. Suggested documentation. Statement from family court. Current award letter. Official correspondence from SSA. Official correspondence from the Veterans Administration. Current benefit check or stub. Statement from bank or credit union. Statement from person providing support. Unemployment insurance benefit. UIB statement. Helpful tips. If you or someone in your household is in receipt of Supplemental Security Income, SSI, no verification of SSI is required. Eligibility factor. Resources. Resources do not affect the eligibility of most households applying for SNAP benefits. However, some resource information is used to determine if you qualify for expedited processing of your SNAP application. Suggested documentation. Current bank or credit union records. Stock bond certificate. Statement from financial institution. Burial plot agreement or deed. Property deed and or appraisal. Life insurance. Vehicle registration or title. Helpful tips. If you have resources but are not sure whether or not you are required to verify them, provide the verification. If you are required to verify resources, we will not have to wait in order to make an eligibility decision. Information that may affect your SNAP work registration requirements. Information that you told us about the categories that follow may exempt you from certain SNAP work registration requirements. It is important for you to give us proof of that information. Eligibility factor. Disabled, incapacitated. Suggested documentation. Current SSA, SSI benefit statement. Signed and dated letter from doctor or medical professional, including a contact phone number. Eligibility factor. Referral. Suggested documentation. Signed and dated letter or statement from provider or treatment with contact phone number, hours, and days of treatment. Signed and dated letter from employment service program, including contact person and phone number. Eligibility factor. School attendance. Affects work registration and earnings of children under 18. Suggested documentation. Current school records, report card or school letter. W-700E, school attendance verification letter. Letter or current school records from a college, university, or institution of higher learning. Expenses that may affect your SNAP eligibility or benefit amount. If you have any of the expenses that follow, it is important for you to give us verification of that expense. In some instances, the expense can make you financially eligible to receive SNAP benefits, and in many other instances, it can mean you will get more SNAP benefits. Eligibility factor. Shelter and or utility expenses. Suggested documentation. Current rent receipt. Current lease. Mortgage book records, property and school tax records, landlord statement, sewer and water bills, homeowner's insurance records, fuel bills, non-heating utility bills, telephone bills. Helpful tips. As long as a household can establish that they have a shelter expense, credit for paying rent, mortgage, and or utilities will be given even if the household is not currently keeping up with the payments. Eligibility factor. Medical bills. This is only for elderly or disabled persons who incur this expense. Suggested documentation. Copies of medical bills paid and unpaid. Provider statement of health insurance premiums. Medicare prescription drug card. Helpful tips. This refers to medical expenses that persons pay for out of pocket. Do not include documentation for any bills that are paid or supposed to be paid by someone not in the household. Eligibility factor. Health insurance. Suggested documentation. Insurance policy or insurance card. Statement from insurance provider of coverage, including health insurance premium. Medicare award letter. Eligibility factor. Dependent care cost, other expenses. Suggested documentation. Court order. Statement from daycare center or other child care provider. statement from aide or attendant, canceled checks or receipts.